Supreme
tea. I'm gonna
listen to myself.
Damn, you getting what?
I feel sexy. Maestro.
Listen to what she said.
Okay.
Watch you put it in and take it out. Oh yeah. Put all of your inches in my mouth. Oh yeah. If you give me an inch, I'll take a mile. Oh yeah. I won't need these panties, take them off. Mine stay in the gutter, yeah. I'ma put this macaroni on ya, yeah.
Period.
Look, okay. She said put all of them inches
in my mouth, please.
And I had to get in the car and play. You know how the song sound different in the car? Mm-hmm. I was like, what the fuck?
I need a surround sound.
Yeah, I was like, this is some wild shit I'm hearing right now.
I enjoyed the macaroni line.
Nah, it's crazy. Yeah,
this was hard. What up, though? This is a
you have
funny,
a great voice.
I don't know how wild this episode's gonna get.
I'm excited.
Because we've been having fun before we got started. So shout out to my co-host. Did you just lick me?
No.
She is very drunk. We have two very dope guests. If you in the city of Detroit, you are blind, deaf, and you can't hear if you never heard of these two guests. So I'm going to let them introduce themselves, but I'm going to do my famous guest introduction.
Mm-hmm.
We have Miss Put All Your Inches in My Mouth. I want a wife and I want her now. Ametria Peridot. Did I say it right?
Peridot. AP.
I knew I was going to fuck something. Shit. Fuck. AP, if you nasty.
I'm happy you corrected us because I would have called it Peridot.
Okay.
Just call me AP.
AP, yeah, because I'm nasty. You can tell we nasty. And we got your favorite promoter, Mr. World Star Knockout himself, Red.
Wow. Who did that?
Damn.
Hey, look. I remember the World Star video.
I witnessed some things in school.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
So I want y'all to introduce yourselves.
I witnessed some things in school.
I did. And he got into a fight in the bathroom. It was legendary.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
I want to hear about that. We got to come out with a fight.
I love a good bathroom brawl.
What?
I love a good bathroom brawl.
He knocked the nigga eye out his socket. Like, he is a.
Did you not go to juvie for that? Hold
up. No, that's. Never mind.
Yeah, look, you incriminating shit.
Look, this is why we about to get the show started.
Look, we about to talk about sex.
Statute of limitations.
Bats out the wall.
Statute of limitations.
So long ago.
Red, could you date a stripper?
Huh?
Introduce yourself and answer the intro question. Could you date a stripper?
What's up, man? It's Red Wing. Red Wing everything on Instagram. One time to my dog, B. Smith. One time to my new friend who don't like light-skinned people.
I'm Alessa.
Alessa, nice to meet you.
See, that's why you don't remember your name.
Because I'm like,
it's vodka y'all got me drinking, but it's cool. We're going to rock
crazy.
With it. One time, my baby, Michi, AP, if you nasty.
Yeah.
AP.
Answer my question. Would I date a stripper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again.
Oh.
I never dated a stripper.
Oh, I'm just a stripper.
No.
See?
Gotcha. See, I don't. What's your definition of date?
Like,
talk to or like relationship?
Date. Well, relationship.
Okay, talk to in a serious enough measure where you may enter a relationship
definition
with them. Bare minimum.
Date.
Well,
actually take them out on public dates.
No, would you be a boyfriend to a stripper?
I wouldn't say I wouldn't do that. I haven't yet. I have engaged in relations with people who are pole ballerinas, but me myself, I haven't been in a relationship. I've only been in a couple of relationships in life some shit that I would consider relationships.
Substantial
relationships. Yeah, and they always been like, you know, more so
this
long-term.
Pole dancing artist?
He said pole ballerinas.
Oh, pole
that was beautiful.
Pole ballerinas.
Right. I got hella friends that's, you know, pole artists and shit. So okay. It's like, you feel me? Mm.
All right, so AP, because I'm nasty. What's up?
I'm Ametria Peridot. You can find me on every platform, Ametria_Peridot. I am the CEO of Girl Code G Code, and y'all can find that on Instagram as well. I'm an actress. I'm a singer. I'm a mom. I'm a lot of dope shit.
She's a Jill of all trades. Yeah. I love it.
I am really her. So I have some gifts for the guests here. This is the latest addition to Girl Code. This is meant to be good for kisses, blowjobs, and all great things.
Is that for Brandon?
It's meant.
Yes. Motherfucker.
It's called Meant to Be. And this
you
is
said for blowjobs?
That's why I said it was good for Brandon.
Aww. And this is
I love you.
The G code for the guys. This is
one.
Mint and shea butter. That was real crazy. You see, I ignored it.
I'm so happy you ignored it.
Respectfully, I don't really know what's going on here.
Yeah, fuck her.
3 minutes.
But yes,
in.
This is for the guys. Y'all been asking me about products for guys because I've been holding down for the women. So this is the latest
we appreciate
edition.
That.
Yes.
Yes, and it's all natural. It's vegan.
Many lip
tattoo.
Yes.
So can we talk about?
I'm very excited.
Since you gave us this, after you answer the question, I got questions about this.
Yeah. So could you date a stripper? Would I date a stripper? Absolutely, because the wife that I'm attracting gotta have some money.
Question. I feel like she should answer that.
See, me and you on the same page. I was talking about
white. It's a cute color. I was talking about a girl.
Oh, no.
I feel like you should answer male that strippers. For both.
Yeah.
That's clearly, I only have one.
Yeah.
But you.
Yeah.
I can have both.
You be at Watts looking for strippers?
No. Have I been to Watts? Yes. I have been.
Been to Watts in so long.
Do that still exist?
Yeah.
It actually reopened not too long ago.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to be quiet. I used to go like in my 21, 22. Phase, like, yeah. Okay. I used to go in there and throw money. I used to have a ball in there. That's where I would go and have good drinks, hang with my girls.
And get a dick thrown in your face?
So. No, it's not like that. Like, it's not like what you think.
There's a stage.
There is, like, people was, like, jitting, hip rolling. It wasn't like, no, dick slinging in the face. They got G-spot time where you do, like, a review where all the people go up on the stage and then you got the choice to like go up there and tip them. But
to touch they tip?
No. To give them money. But no. I was like more of a make it rain type of thing.
Period.
Okay. If I hear a song I like or if I see a group that I like or a guy that I like, I would give him some money for sure.
Yeah, my boy, that's how he, you know, made a life for himself, man. He was stripping for a couple years. He found the love of his life in the strip club. She said, "You can't strip no more." He ain't.
I ain't gonna lie. I seen some fat girls. They done broke the bank. Like no shade to the fat girls.
That was
be
a
having
lie.
Money. No, they be having money.
No,
they. I done seen people get cars, houses.
So this is real.
Like at least 50,000.
I got like 3 homeboys.
I watched a person throw like 50,000, give a nigga a brand new car,
look
whatever
at some
year
of
it was.
Mamas.
What do they be doing for a living?
They
got good jobs.
They work at Chrysler.
And
I don't know.
Listen, they got good jobs.
At the end of the day, they be having pay.
I got like 3 niggas that got like big baby mamas.
And they get shots.
Mind you, it's niggas that's older than me. They do. It's niggas that's older than me, right? And they was already in that lifestyle. And I'm from Detroit Road, so a couple niggas from the west side, I know. Okay. I know a couple niggas from the west side that's been in that lifestyle. And when I say a couple of them niggas got a couple kids, but one or two of them baby mamas, it's for sure Big Shirley and them.
I'm having a great time.
Big Shirley and them.
You would never see them. You would never see them.
But listen, they got that pay. And them niggas, they
girls
do
be smelling good.
You gotta, they live good.
At the end of the day, them niggas ain't just jitting and shit. So, you know what I'm saying?
And
so,
it's not dick swinging. Too? It's not dick swinging.
Okay.
Like, so, it's very much jitting and hip rolling.
They dancing.
Around.
They're
they
actually dancing.
Have to take their clothes off.
It's real routines type shit.
Yeah.
Mind you, I just never been a dancing nigga. Like, I don't even, my dad always told me gays don't dance, they boogie. So, I'm just a two-step
just a little
nigga.
One-two.
Boom, boom, boom. But niggas do be out there. Now, my only question is that I always had about that shit. As a woman, you find that shit attractive?
It's not about attraction. When you drinking and having a good time, do you have to like the stripper to throw some money? It could be the song. It could be just the vibe.
I don't know.
You
I'm just asking because I don't know. Obviously, I ain't never been in that motherfucker, so I don't know what goes on. But I'm just trying to say, like
are you
makes y'all want to give money up? That's what I'm saying.
Because it's the art.
It makes you want to give money.
It's the art of it all. It's the art of it all. I feel like it's more of a thing. Like you going out with your girls. I came out with the intent to spend money. I'm gonna throw it on somebody.
Have you ever made it rain on a nigga? Like, let me make it rain on this bitch.
Yeah. I did. And it ain't disrespectful. It's more like a sprinkle.
Do you be smacking niggas' asses?
I would not. I would never. I don't play with niggas like that. I would never be like, take away the masculinity.
You're not supposed
guy.
To touch the strippers anyway.
That's against the rules.
We touch the strippers all the time.
That's you're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to.
I only go to Pantheon during the day.
You are not supposed to touch the strippers.
Y'all gotta tell us about this. Oh, so I have seen some freaky shit.
Clearly.
This is on my shit. So I want to know what's the freakiest shit y'all seen at a stripper. I'll go first. The freakiest shit that ever happened at Pantheon is... It's not freaky. I seen this chick smoking a cigarette, and she was the least attractive stripper.
Is she putting her pussy?
No. She had a butt plug in, but she put the cigarette in reverse in her mouth. And I left. I don't like cigarettes at all, but that was the weirdest shit I ever seen.
You hate cigarettes. You
like
do.
The same person that was on the video.
But the butt plug is what enticed you. You was like,
no, I did finger a girl booty hole in the back room at Pantheon once.
Was it a stripper's booty hole?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Brandon.
Wait.
And I ain't pay extra either.
She oh my God, crazy. There's no sex in a champagne room, says who? Right.
So
says
I wanted to know what's the wildest shit y'all seen in the strip club.
How did the conversation
shit I
go?
I technically have seen in the strip club. But it's fucked up, but it's on Instagram. And it was
he like, I can
it
tell
was at Pantheon. Because it was already public, but it was at Pantheon. Mm. But it was D Brown.
Oh yeah.
When you fucked that
I've
girl.
Seen that.
Boy. I don't know
you
who
was there?
No, I don't know who was over top recording this man. But that's the wildest thing I ever seen in my life in a strip club.
What?
For that, many that reasons.
It was for clout. It was for followers, I guess.
For the stripper?
For her? She, no.
Both parties. They were.
But
was
how
awesome.
Does she benefit off that? Like,
yeah,
that's wild yeah. to me.
I'm only
but
talking
they probably
shit about
pay her.
Her
for sure.
I mean, how much?
How all much? Right. How? All right, not to be funny. How much
that's
for you
to
be to recorded that's sucking D Brown dick? I'm thinking the price is high.
Hey, I ain't
right?
No shade. D Brown my nigga, but.
That's my boy.
Baby. I fuck with DBZ.
Yeah. That's just wild bag.
These bitches
that,
letting
you to answer that question. I saw that shit on
me fingering a booty hole ain't got shit on that.
That don't got nothing on
make
that.
Sure does not. Like, yeah, no, yeah. I agree.
Like, my R-A-P, boy was on that bitch.
Where you
like,
at with
was,
this? You got to one up all this.
What have I witnessed?
White boy said. I mean, Red said he seen somebody getting head on camera in Pantheon.
Well,
we're not even gonna say the strip club's names. I'm sorry.
No, I used to dance, so I seen some
yeah,
things.
So I'm about to say
I know.
For sure.
That's why we want to know.
So I've seen. This was, I want to say Ace of Spades. I was dancing, and this guy, like, because it took a lot for me to be, like, a VIP in a VIP. Mm. I would never, because it's like you already putting yourself in a bag. If somebody asks you to go to VIP, it's kind of like
you know
are implying that you want to fuck me, and I'm not going back there.
Mm.
So I'm like, the nigga just kept saying, like, I just want to talk to you. He like, I just want to go back there
we
and talk.
On the dance floor.
He like, I'm going to give you he was like, I'll give you $200 and I'm going to give you $500. So it's slow. So I'm like, all right, let me see the money. He give me $500. He get to talking. So then the DJ called me to the stage. As I'm walking away, this nigga just mid, like, I don't know how it was God that I missed it. But this nigga, like, pulled his shit out and like skeeted
what?
All on the shit. Like
the nigga that you was talking to?
Yes. Nigga. So I had to get him put out. They had it on camera because you could see it's a camera.
All
that,
the nut?
No, for real. I you mean, could see like in the VIP the from the DJ booth. You could see. So it was like I went instantly like this nigga tripping. Like he literally, it was like he was already, I don't know. He never had pulled it out. He wasn't,
bro,
he wasn't
I can't
jacking
just
off.
Without touching my
he
dick.
Wasn't jacking off.
That visual
off.
Had to be crazy.
He wasn't jacking off. He was not touching himself. He did not pull it out until I was already back turn.
Like, how the fuck did you dance on stage after that?
Oh, nah. It was time for me to go.
Yeah, like, I would have needed a breather or some shit.
No, and I was young, too. I was like, this is crazy. Mm. This was like, if any more signs of you don't need to be in here, that was it.
I never could be that pent up in a club as a man. Because clearly, nigga, you are bad.
You should have been on that for some pussy at that point. The only evidence that I had was that it was on that thing. Mm.
You knew. Like,
so they probably thought you was being dramatic at
yes,
first.
I'm like, this nigga is crazy. They like, he like, no, I didn't pull my dick out. Like, yes, you did. Yes, you did.
You did
that
shit. That
was probably
you nasty
wild,
bitch.
That was probably the wildest shit. But
so you don't strip no more?
I haven't danced in over 11 or 12 years.
Okay, shout out to retirement. How's it treating you?
I mean, I was always the girl that was on the flyers. I was never like no everyday ass bitch. So I always marketed myself and knew how to.
She a once a month weekend.
Put myself.
You a one night only type bitch that does it like once every couple of weeks.
Nah, I was just like on every event, and then I'll come to work at like midnight, 1 o'clock.
The big parties.
Right before the club closed, and I can get on stage once or twice, and
then she out of there.
Make a bag.
And niggas
I ain't
like,
have to dance for people. I was luckily like again I. how I wore my outfits, my shoes, and all of that was just like a thing. I had my name crystalled out on my shoes. I had exclusive outfits. I knew what song to play. I was very strategic. Yeah,
that sounds smart. Okay. Yeah. So you kind of answered the question earlier, Red. I was going to ask you if you could see yourself stripping. But, you know, before you became a gangster, like, did you ever see yourself at the factory hall?
Absolutely
with
not.
Your shirt behind your neck?
I'm going to tell you some real shit. I could never do that shit. I couldn't. One, because I don't got rhythm and shit like that. Because
you white.
And I ain't going to. Nah, that ain't why. I told you, my daddy said gangsters don't dance, they boogie. So I never even grew up, like.
Honestly?
You know, like, I can't even do the hustle for real. I'm just not.
Oh, I always felt uncomfortable, like at them factory hall, like when we was in high school, because all niggas wanted to do was fight.
I'm gonna tell you some crazy shit though. When I was growing up, I grew up in the hood, and it was like the same niggas I grew up seeing. The same niggas I was in the backyard hip rolling and doing all that
making
shit,
making all that money. It made you think about it.
No, not even just that. No, some not all
them
of them
niggas be banging.
No, not all of them, but some of them same niggas I seen be some of the wildest gangsters.
Yep.
I mean, when I say, I ain't gonna say gangsters, but do some gangster shit, like or some stupid shit. Yeah, however you want to look at it, but it's like some crazy ass shit. Yep. Like, and I'm like, this the same nigga that 2 months ago was in the backyard with his shirt in his mouth,
Pretty Ricky body was rolling just playing, and nigga. Shit.
Yep. But he just smoked the nigga at the gas station like it was nothing. Like,
don't underestimate
so
the hip
rollers. That's why I
don't underestimate the hip rollers. Most of them grew up on Finkel.
I'm telling you, it's in the hood.
Answer the question, but
to answer the question, I never could. And one of the reasons why I never could, I remember I was young. I was like 17 or 16, some shit like that. And my old dude always dated younger chicks and shit like that. So he dated a chick that was a dancer. And one time, I don't know why this nigga brought her over for Christmas. Like, nigga, this ain't the holiday to bring your little honey dip through the crib. Because she going to get questioned and all type of shit.
Damn.
But she seen me and she was like, oh, you, whatever, whatever. She like, oh, yeah, you could make a lot of money if you went to Watts or Henry's or some shit like that. And my daddy was like,
like, what the fuck?
That'll be this nigga last light on this earth. I wish my son
that'll
would.
Be the last breath this nigga like, draw.
I'm telling
the
you.
The moment he walked through the doors tonight.
So my old dude never was going for nothing like that.
I'm low-key
so,
kind of curious, like, of the awkward conversation stripper, male strippers. I feel like it's even more awkward for a male stripper to be like, yeah, mom, dad, I strip, you know.
I always think about that episode of The Office. Remember when Meredith's son became a stripper?
No, and she was stripping.
I will. She was stripping at Angela's like bachelorette party, and she was like, "Oh, okay, no, go ahead, honey. Do your job."
That was one of my biggest fears. I ain't gonna lie.
I ever went to a strip club, it was at Deja Vu. Well, the first time I ever went to a strip club
that's
in Detroit.
Everybody first time.
Yeah, it was at Deja Vu.
What, you was
16? No, I was 18. We were at the strip club, and one of the dancers was this girl I was in Girl Scouts with. Shout out to you, Queen. And she came up to me, and she said my name. And she was like, we was in Girl Scouts together. I was like, yeah, girl. I immediately recognized you when
and
I walked
you
in here.
Her
she danced on me, and we talked about our mom. She was like, how y'all mama? I said, bitch, she doing good. How y'all mama? How y'all mama? Like, we had a great time. It was a very, very interesting time, very fun time. And then when I told my mama, I was like, you would never believe who I got a lap dance from last night. And what made it more awkward was that my mama worked with her mama, and her mama
didn't know. Wow, so your mama got a big mouth like you?
My mama actually didn't tell her. She didn't tell her. No, she just told her I ran into her. She was like, my daughter said she ran into your daughter at the strip club and was trying to fish it out of her. And she was like, what was my daughter doing at the strip club? And I was like, oh, she don't know that her daughter danced. She must not, because you would know exactly what your daughter doing at the strip club.
See, I don't know who told my mama. I think it was one of my cousins.
Sure,
I don't tell people.
I mean, I was grown, so it was really nothing you could really say. Y'all okay?
Yeah. We're abusive.
So
that camera turned, boy.
When my first like strategy, again, I was very strategic. I'm like, I ain't want nobody to see me. So I'm like, I'm gonna go to the white clubs. I went to Chicks on Dicks on Dicks Road.
Oh, I've never heard of that place.
I went to all the places where I knew like truck drivers would be. I'm like, they're gonna come in.
Town niggas, they got money.
Yes, they gonna spend some money. They're not gonna remember me. They don't know me. Boom.
Them strip clubs off Michigan Avenue, because that's a good little truck stop. Like,
sound like you know
Michigan. I that's where all of the, I worked at a plant and all of the plant niggas used to go and all of the pilots used to go to a bunch of strip clubs.
You hear me? I didn't go to like the black clubs until I was like kind of established. So I was like, I ain't gonna, you know, be shy, get my stage fright out the way. And I got good on the pole. And that's where I was like, okay, boom. If I be so strategic to the point I never have to talk to niggas, I'm just so far up on the pole. And I was in like the make it rain era. So,
oh, so
like,
you was doing the dances
yeah,
all up on
so
the
pole. Yeah, so if I'm up there going crazy, I ain't never got to talk to you niggas, none of that. So I was already like, boom.
Yeah, she.
I made it. I made.
She came up in the era when it like it was a different strip club era then. That's when I first really started going to the club. Like,
the
I was like
that
19
I remember
every day in the club.
Is where the strip club didn't matter. It mattered of who the head stripper was on the flyer for that shit. Like, strippers were the strip club to me.
For sure.
Like, that's, it's kind of like,
that's
like,
the era though.
No, that's why she said, like, she was the girl, like depending on what girl you booked at your shit.
Yep.
Because they knew. And it was like, oh, it's a stage set type shit. So they knew, like, if that girl gonna be there, that party gonna do good.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So that's when niggas used to really, like, that's when, like I said, the strip club shit was different. Like, niggas used to get on stage, and I've seen so much money get thrown in the strip club, dog. Like, it's ridiculous. But again, like she said, she haven't done it in 12 years, but shit, when she did do it, it was a different time.
Yep.
Shit ain't been the same.
I wanted to be a stripper.
You know what's so crazy, though? Even after dancing, the most money I ever made in my life was waitressing. I waitressed after that, like 2015, 16.
Like at the strip club?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yep, I was a wet tender, and that was the
most money
I ever made in my life to date.
You're right, because the waitresses were so cool, and they was always fine as fuck. Like, every time we go, we would tip the waitresses real big.
No change.
And we never really went.
Ain't no change.
We never really went,
It's gone.
I'm charging $20 a water.
$20 a water?
Yes, I'm charging $20 to roll. $20 to roll blunts, $100 to sit in my section and drink lean. Very much.
I just gotta be a waitress.
I'm still stuck on water.
When
okay?
she did it, though, it was like, you gotta think. At that point, that's when it was, again, it was a transition in the strip club. So it went from being the biggest strip girl on the flyer. So you gotta think, the New York scene, the star tenders was the biggest shit in the world. Yeah. They was colder.
Than the strippers.
So Detroit, right after that, that's how Silver Rain, when they first popped up, before it was Truth and
before,
all that shit, it was, that's how the wet tenders became a thing.
Our outfits matter, and people, you come in there on a Tuesday and go crazy.
I ain't gonna lie, they was the coldest.
Listen, we had strategy, like, we had the girl is marketable. So I'm like, we can't afford to bring Future here. So we put together a plan, and we booked his DJ, DJ Esco. That's the closest thing to Future, and we
That's what I said.
It out. We knew that Future concert was gonna be here. We knew Esco was gonna be here.
Oh,
after party,
smart. Okay.
DJ Esco went crazy. We all was at
it's
the club
to
like seven
that.
In the morning counting bands, throwing them in the money counter, like literally a time.
So would you do it again?
Absolutely, but it ain't the same. So it's like,
yeah,
the money ain't there, the funds ain't funding. People don't have money like that no more.
It's a recession. It's the Great Depression. Niggas is depressed.
They say the first place you notice a recession is a strip club.
Mm-hmm.
The season ain't here either. Like, when it get cold or snow outside, people will start going to the strip club again. Like, in Detroit,
it's a season.
Sure. Like, people don't go to the strip club when it's hot outside.
Because we go on the day parties. Yeah, you want the day parties. You want to go on the rooftop. Yeah.
It's not even just the day party shit, but that is more of a thing. But honestly, you got to think in the summertime, because
people
we in Detroit,
we only got
so many months of summer. So in the summertime, niggas enjoy the fact that I could just be outside. Mm-hmm. I don't got to go. I could pull up on a nigga block and just be outside.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. In Detroit, you cannot do that shit in the wintertime. You really can't do it in the fall, because it's cold. You ain't just on the block, so you gotta go.
The only place you can pull up is a strip club or the club.
Not to mention, in the summertime, you can't go in the wintertime.
The food is not the same. People will go to the strip club to eat good. Yep. Like, the chefs ain't really
there.
I've
always gone.
That's usually be like
if y'all
star.
Even remember Erotic City on Sunday.
Oh my God,
people
I still love Erotic
church.
City.
People literally go to church.
Choppy.
And then go to the strip club. Literally. Yeah.
Okay. So, last thing with the strip club. So I was watching, I forgot the movie name, sorry. But in your movie, you had took somebody to the VIP room.
Mm-hmm.
And you was riding some dick. Looked great, by the way. But how awkward is it, like, doing, like, movie scenes, like, sex scenes in movies? Is it awkward for you? Like, how is that?
No, you build a chemistry kind of beforehand. We have rehearsals and we are respectful to each other's space. It's not real. You make it look as real as possible. Okay. Clothes are not off. Pussy is not out. Like, it's just acting. Look at it like dancing. Look at it like dancing. Choreography.
Is it weird, like, when they touch on you? Like touch your, like, your titties or your ass and shit like that?
I haven't had that happen. Like, I had a girl scene, a girl-on-girl scene where, shout out to Shelby Lee.
That's the homie.
And,
that's
my boy, and he played
that's
me.
That's right. Yep.
And he played me. We had a strip. We have a strip club scene where I take her in the back, and then in the movie Watch Your Back, I have the guy who played Biggie, Jamal.
Yeah, that's the one I seen. In the strip club.
Yeah. So he didn't really grab me, my chest or nothing. He probably touched in this area.
Yeah.
But you know, I really had no. I had one creep in one movie, and this was one of my first films, but after that it's been nothing but good energy. Everybody real respectful. People know who to play with. Like I don't really put myself out there. I'm very professional. I'm like, I don't care how I look to some people. Freaky or whatever, I don't know.
You don't look freaky.
Yeah, you don't look freaky.
What's your favorite sex scene that you did? I'll tell you mine, but you gotta tell me yours first.
Of course you have a favorite.
All of them for sure. I don't look freaky.
She look innocent.
She don't look freaky.
Be the one.
Was she sitting down? Yeah. Was she standing down?
Oh, I never looked at her butt.
Oh, you lying. That's crazy.
Lying like so, that. Like, the what? First, they get off the site. The first, like, yeah, she freaky. Like, gotta be.
He's lying. So the first sex I scene I did for he played me.
We got to hear about that in a second.
It was a It was a threesome scene.
Okay.
So it looked so real. I feel like it opened up the door for people to be like.
This was you and Shelby, right?
Me, Shelby, and Alfonso. And
Ribeiro. Sorry.
Oh, yikes.
Shout out to Shelby.
This lady crazy.
I'm sorry.
So that scene, that got people talking, though. Asking me a lot of questions in my DM and all that. Like, oh, y'all fuck for real. So with the
sent me a clip of y'all saying he was like, this look real.
The Watch Your Back movie is what kind of opened the doors to more people being like, damn, I didn't know your titties was pretty like that. Or they'd be like,
wait, you
I
don't know.
Speaking of your titties, do you have any enhancements? Like,
Yeah, these are saltwater bags. I breastfed with these.
Wait, I don't know what the fuck a saltwater bag is.
So it's saline between silicone and saline. There's a difference. So some people, they go for whatever cup size, and then you pick the type of product that you want in your body.
Okay.
So me being team natural, I'm like,
that'd be much
I had to do my research. So if these bags were to burst ever, silicone can kill you.
Yep.
Once it gets the leaking in your system, you could have heart attack.
Famous people have died.
Go into shock.
Yeah, for sure.
So with salt water, if it was to leak, it's just water and salt. And our body is made of water. Sure. So do they
feel like soft and stuff like
that? Yeah. And I got my, listen, girls, do your research. So I got mine under the muscle. Okay. So I was able to still breastfeed. I still have all my tissue and all my feeling in my breast. And it went like through the nipple. So I still have my own nipple.
Okay.
So yeah.
You got a cute nipple.
Yeah, I do.
Show us.
That's real crazy. I will not. I get paid.
Real crazy. I will not.
Look, we was looking at the clips out there. She was lying.
She already seen my titties before.
Yeah, I seen them. I just never seen them in person. I wasn't at the strip club.
I ain't never seen them.
So, did you do anything?
Because I never had to put my titties out in the strip club. And people can go on record. I never had to.
I ain't going to lie. She always was like a one bodysuit killer. I would
be. Listen, I would be.
So, you got a fat ass.
She didn't have ass in high school. I would be
up on the pole. And literally, I would never have to do anything.
So, is your ass natural?
It's a little, yeah.
What the what?
That didn't make no sense, girl. What?
It's been up there. She said it was fat then and it's fat now.
Why are you asking questions? You're hilarious.
Okay. You got a moan. Okay.
I have several.
You're a sicko. You're a sicko, Brandon.
How about no?
You have them on. Who's sicko?
Put them back on.
How tall are you?
Me? like 6'6".
All right, cool. I just wanted
so
to make sure.
So how the fuck did y'all tall ass have car sex? I'm real confused.
We got Kobe Bryant in this bitch, okay?
Having car sex. So were you sitting, like, were you in the driver's seat? Like, were you sitting down?
Well, I heard some things about him.
Yeah.
I really have heard some things about him.
Like, I'm just trying to imagine a tall ass 6'6 nigga fucking in a car.
What do you mean? Lean the seat back.
Was you in a Pinto? Was you in a
Rambo? Even then, his head would still be hitting the back seat.
I think I've only leaned the seat back once, and I think
all you gotta do is get.
I figured that out was like some new shit. Like, I used to always try to do it in the back seat, which is always like tragic for me because
yeah, you so long.
Yeah.
But it was always like,
I
would have a chick like, try to like get on top, or like I would try to like, I don't know, like one knee on the floor, one knee on the shit, so I can get it at an angle.
Oh
type
hell
shit.
No, that sounds painful.
You I sound mean, like you was trying. He was be, really contortioning shit.
Yeah, for sure. I for sure done been like bent up. I done been in like a Taurus, a 95 Taurus. In the back seat.
I'm screaming.
No, all right. The wildest car sex shit I ever had.
That lady is crazy for that.
No,
I'm gonna tell y'all some crazy.
That is so small.
No, I'm gonna tell you some crazy.
No, you said 95. Those are smaller.
Me and my homeboy, like back in the day, I was young. I was like 17. I was on a 2-man in the car. In the car.
So y'all was both doing it in the car. That is not enough space.
Not
he said, we made
ain't
it.
Enough air in that motherfucker.
We made it.
So, no I don't air. Know how. So I can only imagine. But I was young and dumb. But so me and my homeboy, I used to work at a car wash. We met some chicks. They used to just from the neighborhood. You walk past. So one day we end up going to the drive-in. We in the drive-in in Dearborn. Mm-hmm. In Dearborn, which is crazy. Yeah. In Dearborn. Because nigga, you fooling.
If you get caught, you going to jail.
Listen.
Straight to jail. Do not pass go.
I'm in the back seat. He in the front seat. Of course, we young. We ain't got no crib or our own. We like 17, 18. So we just trying to go somewhere where it's nighttime. If it's dark, I'm putting it in. It's, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get this motherfucker in there. So we both had, me and my homie, he was like my best friend at the time. We both had hoodies on. Mm. So we was in his car. We was like a 90 something. It was like a Taurus or some shit like that. Whatever the fuck them type of little cars was.
It was probably a Sable or a Taurus.
Suede seat.
Some shit. I think it was like a Taurus. For sure, some shit like that. So he in the front seat, I'm in the back. We end up, it was like, still the middle part, you could put the middle little armrest up and it's like covering up a little bit of the midsection. So it's like all we put our hoodies over the armrest.
Oh, I'm to make like a little partition?
Yeah.
Privacy.
On some shit, you feel me? So, Mike, drive through, movie going on. So we in the back. At one point, I'm in the back seat. I feel like I started getting it popping first. And I had like, I'm a tall nigga, so I had got leverage from the door. So I'm using the door to like push off and I'm, I feel like super. So I feel like this nigga caught the rhythm. When I said, I don't know, a couple minutes
this
in.
This nigga said caught the rhythm.
Yeah.
The car is both, rocking.
This bitch is rocking, I'm telling you. When I say the sweat build up in this car is so crazy, bro.
Oh, it's humid as fuck in that bitch.
Super crazy. Nobody
picture
can
the perv in the van behind and watching all
they
this.
They can't see nothing because the windows is fogged the fuck
up. The car is moving. No,
it's like that palm in Fifth Element.
Because you know the tall nigga got out the car and rearranged himself, too.
Yes. I'm telling you about it. Now here comes the kicker, right? So we both pretty much in, right? The same, right on the same time. I don't know how, but whatever, it happens. We was in singularity, I guess. So we fucking, I get out the car to adjust myself, nigga, and I said, we in Dearborn. Somebody called the police. I know somebody called the police because soon as I step out the car, now mind you, soon as you get out the car, it's a billow of fucking mist that just,
The fog comes out,
Instantly, the shit get to clearing up and shit. No, 10 seconds more after I get out the car. Dearborn police roll right in front of us. But at this point, I'm already out the car, the door open. You can see in the car. So the clothes is on enough that you really can't say, you got to catch us.
We could have just been kissing her.
Anything. You got to catch us. No, they didn't stop. But I know it's like, because again, I'm already standing outside the car. I look disheveled in the motherfucker. But why else? And you rolling right in front of. So
that was there to watch jealous. The Bugs Life.
They be jealous.
Hey.
Because y'all was probably fucking during the kids' movie. They're like, I have my children here. Target.
What's the what?
Whoa. Where's the wildest place you fucked to meet you? I'm sorry, AP, I'm nasty.
Macy's dressing room.
You know, you are like the third Macy's dressing room. I got to go to Macy's, obviously. There's everybody having fun in that bitch but me.
Macy's but got good dressing room, too.
I don't know. The lady was at the door like, you guys okay in there?
Like, did you know what we doing? Yeah. We here together.
You was trying something on?
For
no,
sure.
Wink, no. Wink, actually, did I fuck? No, I was doing something else.
You sucking dick?
Oh, yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Can you suck dick?
Can I?
You hear the song?
Ha! No, no, I heard
Can
it.
Can I suck a dick?
I would like to think I'm a real professional. Can I? I'm up there.
When was the last time you sucked some dick?
It's been a while. I put myself on a hiatus because I'm focused right now. I'm in between four films. I'm manifesting some greatness. So I have to sacrifice something.
You know what?
So I gave up no weed, no liquor, but clearly.
Okay. This don't count.
No weed, no liquor, and no sex. And it's been really frustrating.
You know what I say about you?
Because you gave up all your vices.
Because, I mean, I literally watched all three movies you sent me this weekend to do, I mean this week to do my homework while I'm working. I'm talking about I'm working in between calls. I'm like, okay. Maybe that's why I thought you was mean.
That was mean.
Cool, you were mean as fuck in the movies.
She doesn't seem mean.
It's my job to be mean. If I didn't write the shit.
But no, but if you think that somebody's actually mean because of their role in the movie, how well did they do the role?
That's
the
point. Great. Like,
exactly. That's the point I'm making.
Like, I was a piece of shit. And watch
in one of them movies,
Watch her back.
The one you died
Kenesha.
In?
Well,
she had a fucking acting clinic for her movies.
Okay, I thought you died.
I don't know. You never know. Part 2 is coming out.
You was rude as fuck. That's when I remember seeing a girl code chain.
Part 2 is coming out really, really
soon. Period. I'm going to download to you.
Kenesha was not shit.
Yeah, you wasn't.
Find out in part 2.
I'm waiting for you and Shelby to put us in a movie.
Well, Shelby is producing now, so
we can be radio hosts.
They need to do a podcast scene.
Can I be a killer?
No.
Damn.
You know what you could be?
Can I kill you?
You know what though? I can't wait.
I don't believe in You know, I believe in consent.
Sex sales and violence does too, but I cannot wait to do like comedy. Wow. That's the type of stuff I'm bringing. I'm gonna be making my own films.
Okay.
Maybe by like January, February.
Mm.
I've already started writing. I don't know who I'm gonna cast, so I could put y'all in there.
You know, and I think Detroit could use more comedy.
No, everything is murder, murder, kill.
Yeah, it's like murder, stripper, kill.
Yeah, like money comedy.
You owe me some money. Boom, kill you.
I will say I did boom, like.
We need a romantic comedy.
So many guns.
We need a romantic comedy setting campus murders.
Sometimes it's so many guns in a movie. You'd be like, well. How did he get a gun and what happened?
Yeah, exactly. Damn. I did like your role in The Dirty D was a little flip. Like you
I was very nice.
Yeah.
I was
that's where I recognized you from.
I was a supportive friend. Yes, I played a role of Paris. Yeah. Check me out on Dirty D season 1.
Because I have watched Dirty D with a lot of my friends love Dirty D, so I watched that.
Yeah, I remember. I watched it a lot.
I did. People was like, he has like a girl at the time, and questioning me like, this was real.
Bro, you ain't hear what she just said?
Because I was like,
that's why they questioned you that. She said, I got hit good. I got fucked good in that movie.
Yeah, I got hit.
That's why they questioned you. Clearly, you
know what's crazy? I was like, what can we do?
Who the best kisser you had?
Yeah, no.
So Shelby, okay.
She said I'm not answering that question.
No, it's not that. I haven't really had like no kissing.
Because it ain't no passion with it, too.
It's been like kiss, like pecks. But it ain't been like no. I haven't tongue kissed nobody. Yeah. It's just been like pecks or like.
Detroit movies don't tongue kiss. I noticed that.
I mean, yeah.
I would, but it's not written in the script, too.
That's because I want to spit in your mouth if I'm going to kiss you.
Aw. What an angel. So, listen, when I'm always again, I'm strategic. So, I'm like, what can I do to up the last scene that I've done? What can I do? What kind of position can I do to make it more riskier than the last one? Mm-hmm. So, my first movie, I did a threesome scene. And then the second one, I got fucked up against the wall and all type of shit. The third one, clearly, I fucked in a club and back shots. Mm-hmm. And then the next one, I was like, we could want to shower on the couch, on the floor, in the bed. It already came out. It's called At What Cost? Shout out to T Rich.
Why the hell you ain't send me that?
It came out in theaters and then it comes out on streaming platforms weeks later. So you come out in theaters first. So it came out a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like you like doing sex.
I'm going to watch that with you.
No, I mean, it's marketable. You know, again, sex sales. So, I mean.
You clearly watched all the
I want to say books.
My wife has been so annoyed with me this week.
And again, we talk about sex scenes. And I need to go watch that, clearly.
Yeah. I want to say books.
So, this is my wife. since we've been watching Dirty D, like, she'll walk in, she'd be like, why do they fuck in every scene? I'm like, I don't know, but I'm cool with it. So, you know.
You got to think about other shit, though, like power and shit like that. Yeah. They fuck, you know, almost every episode.
No, Detroit movies, they fuck the most in the Detroit shit.
But sex and drugs, sex is always with hood movies, with drug movies, with anything that has to do with money, there is going to be anything that has to do with sex.
Yeah. What is this world about? Money and pussy.
Period. That's what make the world go round. Money and pussy.
No, that's a fact.
And I'm not going to lie, as a consumer, even though I'm in the films now, as a consumer, when I watch movies or if I'm buying or renting or going out to the movies, if it ain't no action or no fucking in at least the first 10 minutes, I'm not watching. Mm. I'm not interested. I need to
Or it got to be like, if it ain't funny as fuck, you know what I'm saying?
So like,
it got to be something that catching me early.
Yeah.
And if it don't,
I want a drama, though.
No, for sure, drama.
But even that, in you gotta catch me early.
If it ain't no action or no storyline to where I'm like, who doing what to who and who owe who some money, I need to know in the first 10 minutes, like, what's going on.
Yeah, I feel you.
So we talked about some movies, but I'm going to get back because, Red, you ain't tell us your favorite place to...
No, you said the wildest or the craziest place I ever had sex.
I'm scared to hear this.
I think it would be a toss-up because of the situations I've been in, but it would either be in the club because I've done some wild shit in the club.
Oh, I forgot I fucked in the club.
But I'm a promoter, so it's like...
Yeah, I automatically assumed that.
What do you mean, like, but I'm a promoter, so?
I'm saying I'm in the club a lot.
His job is being in the club.
So what?
I wouldn't be surprised if...
Everybody knows promoters have had sex in clubs.
It ain't like I just had
sex. I never knew that until today.
It ain't like random people or no shit like that.
I'm not surprised by that, though.
I host parties a lot, and I'm still, like, baffled.
I've been doing that shit, though, like...
I'm not even a promoter, and I
was hosting parties, like, back in high school.
No, right after though. I was like,
so where
does
it?
Like,
where do you go? Like in the office?
Bathroom.
Oh no.
Yeah, the bathroom.
Oh, I was assuming a booth.
Oh yeah, no, I fucked that.
I had like an office. I mean, like, you know, ducked off shit too. But like, I mean, if the club banging enough, niggas nobody ain't paying that much attention. You got to think it's too much going on.
Yeah. Wow. You might just think she dancing.
You gotta think I'm a nigga. That's so in a nigga bathroom, niggas mind they business.
If I was a nigga, like, I would be a problem.
This is my new favorite lip gloss.
No, but it'd either be the club or the parking structure outside Universal Studios in LA.
Oh.
That might be the, because it was broad daylight.
Yeah, like, and it's kids there, so.
I would love it.
I mean, it really, I can't wait. I went to LA one time and it was just wild. Like, I was in L.A. and we was at the park and we was lit. Like, this couple years ago. This right around the time Nipsey died, because I went out there. I was at a memorial and shit.
Yeah, you can drink in Universal Studios.
I was lit before I got there. This is when I first got off the Casa. Like, this before everybody was hip to it. Like I said, like, around Nipsey died. And I was in the studio and shit. And, I mean, it just, when I'm lit in the studio and you waiting on ride and shit, you touchy-feely.
Yep.
Walking out that motherfucker, it was like.
When I get you to the car.
Fuck the room. When I get you to the car, it. 2:45 in the afternoon. It's going down, and that was one of the front seats.
I would like to. I would love to do that. Like down, when you get to the top and
parking
like,
structure.
I want to fuck in the Linda.
You got game shit.
No, I feel like you can only fuck on a Ferris wheel.
They didn't fuck good though.
They didn't fuck for real. He finger her.
Nobody ever realized that was Rosario Dawson.
I knew that. That's why I was like, this was Dawson titties. I just want to go back to how they didn't fuck on the Ferris wheel.
He fingered her because they didn't fuck for the first time until they was on the beach because that was when she lost her virginity.
You're right. She got pumped by that other nigga.
Her fake ass brother.
Yeah. That nigga was in that shit. Speaking of fingers, how many fingers you like doing head?
I don't like that.
You don't like fingers or head?
I don't like getting fingered. I would rather just fuck.
I've heard it before.
The reason why we ask this a lot is because a lot of women are different. Like, Alessa like two fingers in her pussy, one in her ass. One girl said she only like one finger. I know a chick that came on here and said she like three.
I don't like it.
We know people that like to be fisted.
I don't like none of that.
Would you rather get your finger or your booty before you got a finger in your vagina?
I'm fucking, I figured that.
But I know girls like that. They don't like fingers in their vagina.
I love the thing too. I'm so into like nails and what's under there and all that. And I love the way my vagina smell, look, taste, feel.
It's the clean factor.
I don't like it.
I've had a chick though, like Cause I mean,
it don't feel good to me either.
I'm a habitual nail biter, so like I always revert to my shit. It's just a nervous thing. I get it from my mama type of shit. But it's been times where I've taken breaks and I've gotten like manicures and shit. So like when I get my hands manicured, the reaction you get,
it's like, ooh,
oh, hey, I love my manicures.
That's fine. But go to my clit. You don't gotta put them in there. Just honestly, put your dick in there.
Like,
you
but need some niggas be trying to hit the little G spot in up in there.
Dicks are for that.
Some girls don't want that. Some girl just wants you to stimulate the clit and then
put your dick
in. Sorry, before we end it, well, how many minutes we at, Trav? 50?
Shit.
You mentioned your favorite position was all around the house. Like, is that a position or are you saying you like to fuck all around the house?
I'm saying like there are no rules to sex. When you fucking, it's just like fuck. Like whether it's I'm on top, you on top, from the back to the side, on the floor.
It's no rules, right?
It should be fluid.
So it's no rules.
Up, down, all around.
So you pee on people?
Up, down, all around.
You peed on somebody before?
No, I don't consider squirt pee. Because I had to pee after, so I don't think.
No, it's not pee. I've actually meant
pee. I'm not into no pissy ass shit. The thing is, I feel like you got to draw the line somewhere. And I've had liked somebody so much and love him so much where I'd be like, you could do anything to me. But pee. And I just feel like pee smells. I don't care how much water. Yes, people have asked me to pee on them. Even offer me money. I feel like.
You ain't do it?
Crazy.
Mm-mm. Really?
I just don't. I can't. I'm not gonna respect you. I'm gonna look at you like
you don't have to respect them. You don't have to respect them to pee on them.
Do y'all know what she do? She pegs people.
That's fine. But
I peed on people.
But you peed on a nigga because your nigga told you.
No, I said that was the first time I peed on a man was because my nigga told me to. I have peed on niggas for money before. I have peed on a nigga because he straight up asked me to pee on him.
Would you pee on a girl if she wanted it?
No, a bitch told one of my niggas that she would love to have him pee in her mouth.
I've had niggas beg me to pee on them.
In their mouth?
Yeah. Like stick your dick down her throat and pee in her mouth. She like the warm a feeling that go through her body.
I've had somebody ask me that before.
And you did it?
No.
That's nasty, right?
My thing is like,
I couldn't pee.
I feel like, honestly, if I can't eat your pussy good enough or ass, you know what I'm saying? Whatever day in my, or, you know, whatever our relationship status might be at that point.
Right. Because
you got to be deep in to be eating ass and shit.
I just go first day.
I was like, you got to be deep in to eat ass? That's crazy.
But I feel like if that shit ain't sufficient, anytime I think about shit like that, I automatically in my head is like Dave Chappelle. I want to pee on you.
Definitely.
And I can't.
Blue.
See, piss. I can't, like, I just can't. I can't take it serious.
I don't know. I feel like pee has a smell. He has a smell. God. I don't care how much water you drink.
Agreed. It's always going to smell like pee.
Yeah, it's going to smell like pee.
Afterwards.
Like pissy. Yeah.
I mean, if it is.
Because some pee is more fragrant than other pee, but it's still going
to
smell like pee.
If my nigga was to pee on me, it would have to be in a shower, getting washed off. Like,
immediately.
What about your woman? Because you like women too?
Yeah, but she. You're not playing with me like that.
And let me put it
this way. I knew you want to do that.
And I feel like this is a double standard.
Tell me why.
I know y'all said that y'all done had some bitches or y'all know some bitches that done asked somebody to pee on them. I don't know no bitches that straight up like pee on me.
No, they exist.
I don't know no bitches like that.
They exist. One of your friends, for sure.
Will you pee on me?
See, I don't believe that. They're not telling you. Because I'm the pissy bitch.
I'm telling you.
I'm the peeing bitch.
A bitch has told me she want me to pee on her.
I believe y'all. I believe y'all. I'm just saying I don't know no bitches that's just like pee on me. I'm the one that's requesting to be pee. I'm the one that's always like, will you pee on me? Bitches always
why do you like to get peed on?
No. I didn't say I like to get peed on. I'm the pisser, baby.
Okay, what does it do for you?
It does nothing for me. People ask me.
It's a request.
It's a request. It does absolutely. I have been paid. No, it is a request. I'm doing it because they ask me to.
If a nigga asked you to shit on them, you would do it too?
That I'm a shy pooper, so likely no.
Niggas have
paid me to fart on the phone with them, be on FaceTime with them. They want to see me shit. They want to hear me
What's
fart.
What's the wildest request you've ever heard a nigga ask you for?
Oh, to be on FaceTime with them while I shit?
Like, how would they even know?
She be
like,
eating beans.
Would they hear it? Oh, yeah. Like.
No, they want to see it. They be like, hey, FaceTime me. Okay, I'm on the toilet.
No.
So you be
and then they hear it and they hear it hit the toilet.
Are these men of Caucasian descent?
No, they niggas. These is niggas.
I feel like pussy is so great that you don't even have to go the extra mile. That's like people that just skip weed and go straight to cocaine.
Some people have that, but some people have
why the fuck did you weed is beautiful.
You ain't even doing coke, nigga. You're smoking crack.
Some people have those kinks. It's like, this is what I like. This is what I want to see. This is what gets me off. And that's what gets you off by all means. Like I said, more than likely, I cannot shit on you. If I feel it on the cusp, if I'm prairie dogging it and you ask me to shit on you, you better lay down so it can hurry up and come out. Because like I said, I'm a shy pooper. I cannot shit on command.
Prairie dog.
I can barely pee on command.
What's happening? Like, I call myself a freaky bitch, but y'all hoes.
I can't shit on nobody. I ain't trying to shit on nobody.
It's not, you're not freaky.
I'm not.
It's a difference.
I stand corrected. I'm good.
Liking sex and being freaky.
I'm good. And listen. I told this nigga he could do whatever to me, and I still
not.
But
you keep bringing up niggas, but you want a wife.
I do.
What do you want?
What do you mean? What I want?
You want both or do you want to find your wife?
I want structure. I want an empire. I want people to help me. Elevate my life.
People, yes. Heard that.
More than one.
So you want more than one
I
wife?
I want at least two, yeah.
Are you going to take them on dates and pay for them?
Absolutely. Bitches love when you trick on them.
Oh, wow, my God,
do you like feminine women, masculine women? What?
No, I don't know. Masculine is for men. I hate the whole perception of what people think it is. You're a woman, you are feminine, period. There is no... You're not a nigga. You're not gonna act like a nigga. There's no none of that.
I never understood that. Like my whole thing is like, okay, if you wanna be with a woman, I get that because I want to be with women. So I get how you could like that because that shit look good. It's soft. It smell good. All of that. But the confusing part is like, okay, why would you get with a woman who?
But see, my wife don't have to eat my pussy.
She don't?
No, I don't have. You don't even have to be gay to be my woman. I feel like you could suck my nigga dick. When I'm not there to do it.
Oh, like, okay. This sounds.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like the way that the way that I see my life, right?
Mm-hmm.
The way I picture it, because I'm so busy and because I'm a businesswoman, I could be traveling. I'm doing a movie. I'm doing music. I'm touring. I'm handling something with Girl Code. If I'm not there to hold it down, I done taught you what I know.
Mm.
Handle
but could she eat your pussy if she wanted to?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you eat pussy?
Hello, yes. I'm the goat. I'm not going to lie.
All right, so what are you better at? Eating pussy or sucking dick?
Dun, dun, dun.
I believe that. I am. It's nothing that I can't do. So I'm going to always say I'm top tier at everything that Michael I do.
Jordan. And which one are you better at?
I'm a Leo, so I'm a perfectionist. Oh God, like, Leo. We gonna hold it down every time. Like,
but are you the same animal and a different beast?
No, I'm going to go. Listen, I'm number one at everything.
So what's more fun, sucking dick or eating pussy?
It's
eating
the same. Pussy. It's the same because it's...
Nah, that's not my fun.
Let me tell you why.
I wouldn't know what sucking dick
is right now. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. I feel like both are more of like a control thing. You want to hear the moans. You want to hear what you could do and how you can... You know what you can get out of a person, whether you making them nut in 20 seconds or if you making her squirt, whatever the case may be, I feel like.
It's for sure. Control.
You want to conquer that person. And
you want to conquer that pussy.
And that soul.
Or penis.
Yeah. The soul is gone.
Okay, Shane, son. Okay, I see you. Yeah. The soul is yours, huh?
Look at that ass nigga.
Get over here.
Okay.
I love you.
Get the fuck.
I love you.
Get over here.
Get over here.
I love you.
Okay. Yeah. This has been a dope episode. I appreciate y'all coming
I really thoroughly enjoyed the time that I spent here with you guys.
I bet you have.
It's been so enlightening.
You better go home and masturbate.
No, I have to take Travis home.
Too fun.
I'm about to go. I got to go do a gig.
I feel like I'm the best. I feel like bitches, I could teach a class. I feel like I know all the breathing techniques.
Would you do a dick sucking class?
I know all the different spots.
We actually doing a dick sucking class on the show with a real dick.
Well, I would love to be paid for things like that. I don't want to do that for free.
We'll talk.
I mean, it's a class.
Yeah. You can instruct the person on how they should suck the dick, and it'll be a person sucking dick. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, I feel like I'm the throat goat. Not
really?
Gonna lie.
Okay.
Damn.
Champion.
Damn. Yeah, y'all need to have.
I have not,
it's going to be niggas in our DMs asking for y'all OnlyFans.
I have not been. Listen, I need a choker and a trophy and a crown.
Mm. Do you like to suck dick laying down or on your knees?
Trophy and crown. Triple threat.
And a choker. I said three.
Yeah, he said those three things.
Yeah,
okay.
I heard
you. He said choker, trophy, and a crown. Triple threat.
We're going to get you a CWC choker.
Oh,
That'd be lit. I'm told. Yeah, we need here because I want to see WC Chuckle for show.
There are no rules to sex, so you cannot tell me, "Oh, I'm only laying down, suck a dick." Bitch, get on your knees, lay, get on the edge of the bed, do everything you can. So, do your best shit.
She don't like to get her mouth fucked.
That's slow.
Very
she's
weird
slow.
To me.
She also didn't need pussy, though, but she dated women. You have to do that. Like, you have to do that.
And it's like, okay. Yeah.
Like, well, I ain't fucking nobody mouth that don't want to, because that's how your teeth get in your dick.
Yo, but no, you no. got. It's like there are no teeth. What teeth? What are you talking you about?
She's giving all these really good answers right now. So you are the throat goat.
Absolutely.
This has been a great episode of Cocktails with Cocktails. Alessa, what do we want them to follow?
We want
like
you to,
and subscribe.
We want you to follow, like, and to subscribe to our Instagram, our Patreon, our YouTube, comment. Subscribe to our YouTube so you can see my asshole. We got some other asses on there too, so it's not just my ass.
We had an ass contest.
We had an ass competition. We got titties on there. We all touched stuff.
We was trying to figure out.
Y'all trying to figure out which one I was.
We know.
We were just
looking at the asses. Yeah. So yeah, follow, like, subscribe, comment, always ask for permission, and always strap up and stay safe. Strap up meaning any kind of strap.
We got condoms. Thank you.
Yeah, y'all like your condoms? Yeah, I gave them some girl condoms too. Well, not I ain't get red no girl condoms, but I want you to use that girl condom before the year is out. Deal.
Okay.
And thank you again for my lip balm, which is all natural. G-Code, you feel me?
Shea butter and mint.
I can't wait. Shea butter and mint. And you gave her dick sucking balm?
Yes.
It would be good because it's tingly and has a nice
sensation. It does have a nice tingle to it.
Have you used it to suck dick?
Have I used it too? I don't need anything. Let's start there. I don't need there anything to.
She said her mouth is already super wet and super starved.
However, it adds a sensation that a guy that he would appreciate the tingle, mintiness. It's called Meant to Be, MINT.
I really thoroughly like when I say y'all, this is my new favorite lip gloss. This is my new favorite lip gloss. Like, I like how it feel. Y'all remember them Bath & Body Works lip glosses from back in the day? I definitely did. Y'all remember them Bath & Body lip glosses from back in the day that, like, actually used to do something and then they changed the formula so now they suck? This is the original. Because this shit is the bomb. This shit is the absolute bomb.
Y'all heard that. Cocktails with Cocktails. Thank you for
our gifts. Give some kisses. Suck some dick.
Suck some dick, yeah.
I'm going to suck some dick with this song.
We'll see y'all next week.
I guarantee your life will be greater.
Will you stop flirting? Bye. Bye, y'all. Bye. Jesus Christ. All right, so y'all know we got to do the catch.